This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, August 25th. While prices in the grain market rebound a bit from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
We've actually seen a nice little retracement rally during the last few sessions. I would probably argue that the market has actually held together fairly well. When you look across the grain complex, the corn market has traded into some fresh contract lows. Both of the winter wheat markets, Chicago and Kansas City, have been very, very weak. Yet the soybean market has been able to avoid a trade down to even its June lows of this year and has bounced just a little bit here this week. We had the Pro Farmer Crop Tour continue here this week. Most of the pod counts for soybeans were lower in the majority of areas versus last year. I don't know how that's going to translate into final yield, but maybe something to be optimistic about in regard to the market.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 3/4 at 408 3/4. September corn was unchanged at 342 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 5 3/4, ranging from 489 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 7 3/4 from 490.5 to 510.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 11.25, ranging from 740.5 to 760.5. And live cattle for August were up 30 cents at 106.27.5. August feeder cattle were down 2.5 cents at 141.40. And September Class 3 milk was unchanged at 1672. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.